This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Major media outlets don't mind portraying Pope Francis as a man whose talk of economics divides some Christians, even if he is doggedly insistent that the poor be given greater dignity. But Francis is getting scant attention after deftly tackling the life issue over the weekend, saying that abortion and euthanasia is playing with life and that it has done so in a sinful manner. Speaking with Italian doctors, the Pope was congenial, even evangelistic, but very direct. The conflict is growing between pro-life Ireland and those entrenched Irish government bureaucrats insistent on inserting abortion into Irish culture. While pro-abortion Britain is becoming more transparent and exposing abortion-related crimes against persons, Irish pro-lifers are fighting an uphill battle. There is more on this at lifenews.com. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. A Korean pastor saw a devastating problem, the shame of mothers and children born outside ideal circumstances has led to widespread abandonment and even suicide. Pastor Lee created a box, warmed and cushioned, that would signal him and his wife any time a baby was left. He didn't think it would work, but it did. His orphanage is now the subject of an award-winning documentary simply called Dropbox. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.